Good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Happy, Healthy, and Free with Kenzie. And this is our third official episode, my voice cracking, of the 82 and Sunny Let Us Talk series. This series is to highlight my new brand, 82 and Sunny, and life in the Virgin Islands and in the Caribbean or anywhere that plants grow in abundance with 82 and sunny climate year round. So I have created this garden journal, and that is connected to the title of this podcast, which is Okay, But First, Let's Breathe. So that is a part of the journal. The journal is a tool to bring your garden experience to a more intentional place, and to just make it fun and have it also be productive and helpful so that you can track your progress of your plants, whether you have indoor plants or you have an outdoor garden or you just have like a balcony. That's awesome. Whatever you're doing, just keep doing that and show your plants some love. Remember to water them, remember to prune them and take care of them. And that's what this journal is great for, to help you figure out your best routine for your plants. So we're going to get started with a short meditation because, okay, first, let's breathe. And this is a great thing to do as well before doing any gardening in the morning or any time of the day, just to get grounded before working with your hands in the dirt. Clearing your mind. So find somewhere comfortable if you aren't already. If you are walking, you can also do this meditation still. Or if you're driving, obviously you need to have your eyes open. but you know, you get the gist. So like I said, somewhere comfortable. You want to relax, close your eyes if you're comfortable with that. And we're going to slow down our breath. And we're going to do that by just bringing awareness to our breath and to our body. We're also going to bring awareness to our mental state and our thoughts, allowing them to come and go. And take a deep breath in, filling our lower belly. Breathing in through the nose. And exhaling also through the nose, nice and slow. Another deep breath in. Exhale. Relax your jaw, relax your shoulders, relax your eyelids and your eyebrows. If you want, you can also let your head hang, give your neck a little break. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Remind yourself why you're here. Why you're listening to this podcast, why you love plants, or why you have a garden, and be grateful for all of those reasons. Take another deep breath in, and slowly let it out through the mouth. Awesome job. Slowly open your eyes whenever you're ready. You can move your body, shake your wrists, move the feet, make some noise if you need to. Just feeling good. Awesome. It's awesome when we're bringing oxygen to the brain and keeping our health in check. So, like I said, that is the first step of the garden journal. It can be used daily, weekly, monthly, however you want to use it. There's 21 pages, so that can be 21 days, or it can be spread out over a whole season. So it's up to you how you want to use it. Anyways, I'm going to talk about some other things today. We're going to also talk about air, because we love breathing. This whole episode is about breath and breath work. So, part of my self-care routine is meditation in the morning and yoga. And meditation can be, like I said, either in the garden. That's can be either just like watering your plants, or you're weeding them, or whatever you need to do with your plants, transplanting them. Anytime you're working in the dirt is a great time to meditate. And just be present in what you're doing and aware of your breath. So that can also be doing dishes or any other chore around the house, journaling, all great things. So another one of those part of our self-care is our garden time. That's why this journal is going to be great for all those garden people out here. And anyone who has any plants, go check it out. It's on kenziexlove.com/shop. And I would love to hear your feedback. If you do already have a journal, or if you've tried it, please let me know. It's also available on, is it available on Island yet? I did not bring it to any stores yet. So I take that back. Going to be available soon, so keep an eye out for that. I also just wanted to talk about how the plants, like, and all the abundance of plants and like less driving here in the Virgin Islands makes our air quality so much better than in the mainland. Or I guess that's not true. Depends on where you live in the mainland, but if you live in a city, yeah, chances are your air quality is not as great as living on an island or somewhere that's a little bit more rural. So just want to stress like the importance of how we need to continue to plant trees. You know, that saying that says the best time to plant a tree was yesterday is so true. We are, as humans, having a great, great impact on our environment, and we need a lot of space to grow food and raise animals, have land for the animals to graze, and to build spaces for people to live and businesses to thrive. So that means we need to clear some land, but that means we also need to plant some more trees. We can't always be saying no, 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 we can't take down trees, because also it's important to manage to take care of our environment and our forests by sometimes getting rid of some trees so that the other trees can grow as well. So it's not always like a bad thing to take down trees, but we also just need to make sure that we continue to grow more. So it's kind of just like, if you're going to take down a tree, plant 5 more, 10 more, however many, but definitely more than one. Yeah, so we're really just super grateful to be out here with all the abundance of plants, because that's what makes us feel good when we can breathe healthy and we know that our families and everybody around us are also breathing healthy. That's good. So one thing though, at the power plant over Lime Tree Bay, that's a little bit of a risky area to live in because of the things that are coming out of that plant. So yeah, there's a lot of trees, but there can also be environmental factors that are negatively affecting our health and our air quality. So it's important to be mindful of that too, and knowing that like that's affecting everybody who's living in that neighborhood, and also this island in a grand scheme. But we're hoping that all the trees can block all of that out. But if not, it's okay. We're still here. All right. So one other thing I just wanted to chat about, I don't want to make this episode too long. It was just about another important breathwork technique that I found was really helpful for me. Just when I'm stressed out, or this isn't something to do like in the morning when you first wake up, is to do a lot of slow breath work that is like really filling your belly and your lungs completely and exhaling completely. And you want to do that maybe like 10 breaths before you even get out of bed. So I know it's hard. A lot of days we just jump up or we look at our phone first, but I challenge everyone listening to this to try to do this for at least a week. See how you feel, and then keep it going. If you like it, keep it going. And if you can't, or you think you can't, you take a break and you come back when you can. All right, so practice your breath work. You can listen to this episode again whenever you need a guided meditation. Hop on YouTube, wherever you find your audio. That can bring lots of clarity and space. So take the time. Let's breathe. Thank you so much again for listening. I really appreciate everyone for giving me the space to share my voice and for listening. I encourage you all to also share your voice in any way that you can and that you want to, and you deserve to be heard. So like I said before, it's a great day to be alive. Always remember, check me out on social media, @_KenzieXLove and KenzieXLove.com. All right, everyone, have a great day. Bye.